can't imagine where that expression came from. I can't see that.
Let's see, my mother's sister would be...
Not your aunt?
If my father had a brother named William, he would be my...
Uncle Bill.
Or if I would be informal, I'd say he's my uncle. Not Uncle Bill, but Uncle William.
Uncle William? Mm-hmm.
Eisenhower, before he was known as President Eisenhower, was called
General.
And the man who presides over the county court here is
the county judge.
That person who goes to school is a
student.
A woman who sits in a lawyer's office and takes care of his correspondence and things like that.
Secretary, yes.
Mm-hmm. And you'd say, we are not Canadians, we are not Mexicans, we are...
Americans.
Any special terms for Negroes?
The word nigger is used.
What's the common term?
I don't know, it would be a toss-up, actually. The people who are not too well educated, they call them niggers. And actually, being up until a few years back, a high school education in this area was considered a pretty fair education. But of course, we know it isn't. But people that maybe didn't go beyond the fourth grade. There's a large percent of that class people in this area.
Hmm.
There's a large percent. And I'd be safe in saying that over 50% in this area didn't go beyond the eighth grade.
Hmm.
Over 50%.
Is that still the case? Or?
No, I believe they've overcome that to a great extent. I'm sure they have. People with only an eighth grade education would be, I'd say from 40 on up, older, 40, older. But then there's a lot of fellows that drop out in their freshman year in high school.
Any special terms for Indians?
No, when we say it jokingly, we might say blankets, call them blankets.
Mm.
But,
are there any people recently in here of other nationalities?
I can't recall any. There's one family that's been here quite a few years now. Their name is Vault. He was a German. He was born in Germany.
How are these people referred to? Or is there any distinction shown at all?
No, he's the type of fella that you would accept him as being one of you. He's that type of person. He's an elderly person, but he's a good Christian man. He attends our church. And you can't keep from liking Mr. Vaught when you meet him. He's a likable person.
It's interesting how terms arise for people of other nationalities.